Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. And we'll see what ETF Tom is taking a shot on this week in just a second. But before we do that, I want to remind you, Tom Lydon is the president of Global Trend Asset Management, the editor of ETF Trends. That's ETFTrends.com on Twitter, at ETFTrends. And you can follow Tom directly on Twitter as well. He is at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is...
The Wisdom Tree Middle East Dividend Fund, ticker GULF.
Ticker GULF, Wisdom Tree Middle East Dividend Fund. You know, Tom, although they call it Middle East, this sounds like an emerging markets play to me, a very specific emerging markets play to me at a time when a lot of people are going, emerging markets, what are you, nuts?
Well, you're right, Chuck. Here in the U.S., we had a great year last year. Emerging markets didn't do so well. And so far this year, kind of challenged. But there's some highlights in the marketplace, and if you look at this ETF, again, GULF, you'll see a couple things. It represents Middle Eastern countries that really have taken on a little bit of steam lately. So allocations are in areas like Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Egypt, areas that are very much dependent on oil and oil distribution around the world. And when we've seen some challenges in global equity markets, these folks have been enjoying some upward movement in their stocks. So just something to take notice. As you point out, yeah, it's a specific part of the world. It's not just emerging markets, but some of these countries actually fall into the frontier range. And that's something to take into account as well. But if you're an ETF investor, and as you're looking at your portfolio and you're saying, hey, 2014 doesn't look like it's starting off as well as 2013 did, maybe I want to look for little jewels in the global marketplace, this might be something to consider.
I guess I'm confused a little bit as well by, first you've got that case that we keep hearing from folks that say that, you know, hey, look ahead and America's going to be energy independent in the not too distant future. That being the case, we want to make a play on oil, and we want to do it this way as opposed to just buying the Exxons, Chevrons, et cetera, of the world?
Yeah, so we can talk fundamentals, and we could spend a whole show talking about fundamentals, and yes, you hope the U.S. continues to be energy independent, but other countries around the world are not heading in that direction. So demand for oil in countries like China, India, are going to continue to increase dramatically as those economies continue to grow and as more and more of their citizens end up moving into the middle class and can afford cars and can afford the gas to put in the car. So that's one thing. But from a valuation standpoint, too, just to give an idea, this area is relatively cheap compared to the U.S. The S&P 500 P/E ratio right now is just under 19, and Qatar and Dubai are actually in the 14 in 16th area right now. So that's something to kind of consider. The other thing is this ETF is kicking off a dividend that's about 4.6%, which is amazing compared to some of the other dividend-oriented ETFs. So here's the idea. If you're looking for value, you're looking for dividend, and you feel this area of the world is going to continue to grow as other developed countries and emerging market countries grow, and they've got something to sell and get out there and profit from, it's surely something to consider.
With all of the red flags we've already discussed, What's your sell discipline on this? If this is your ETF for the week and you're looking to buy it, is this 200-day moving average? Is there something else here that says you go in knowing that here's where you get out?
I think you're dead on. It's the 200-day moving average. So right now, just ballpark, the price of this ETF is around 21.26. The 200-day average lies around 18.50 right now. So just to give you an idea, it's about 13% above its 200-day average. I would use that as a stop-loss point, and it's been trending nicely for over a year above its 200-day average. You know, again, you hope that that continues, but as you point out, you want to be sure, especially in areas that are very concentrated in sectors, as this one is, and also in specific areas of the world, make sure you know that things can go up or down pretty quickly and have an exit strategy.
What is the appropriate allocation here? I mean, is this just out of your international? Is this out of your emerging markets? Is this out of your big oil? Where does this go and how much do you let it be?
Most people who have an emerging market allocation are invested in a broad diversified index ETF or broad diversified emerging market mutual fund. I would take a 10% allocation in your emerging market strategy and put it over here. Again, you're going to be happy with the dividend. And also, if the trends continue, because if you put this up against any emerging market index right now, you'll see that it's done dramatically better. So here's a way to diversify and also get paid while you're waiting for the rest of the emerging markets to catch up.
So again, 10% of your emerging markets allocation, correct?
That's right.
All right. It is the ETF of the week, the Wisdom Tree Middle East Dividend Fund, ticker symbol GULF, G-U-L-F. And like we were just saying, an allocation suggests that of 10% of your emerging markets allocation, with the caveat here that it's a sell if it drops below the 200-day moving average. If you want more information on how to make sure you're keeping up on all that stuff, well, why don't you go to ETFtrends.com? That's the website run by Tom Lydon. Tom is also the president of Global Trends Asset Management, and you can follow him on Twitter at Tom Lydon or at ETFtrends. Tom, thanks as always.
Thanks, Chuck.
There is much more to go because we've just gotten started on the February 6th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the big interview. You don't want to miss it, so stick around. Money Life will be right back.